All right, so you're knee-deep in the world of injection molding right now, and you've got research just piled high on TPE and PVC, trying to figure out which one to use. It's like comparing apples and oranges, right?
Yeah, it can be a tricky decision. There's a lot more to it than just the basics.
Exactly, and that's exactly what this deep dive is all about. Going beyond the surface to uncover the real differences between these two materials, TPE and PVC. We'll take a look at what they're made of, how they impact the environment, how easy they are to work with, even how stretchy they are.
And we're going to explore why those differences actually matter to you. Did you know that the choice between TPE and PVC could actually impact your production costs and even the sustainability of your products?
So let's start by breaking down what each material is at its core. What are we even dealing with here, like on a molecular level?
Well, TPE, which stands for thermoplastic elastomer, it's kind of like a hybrid material. It brings together the flexibility of rubber with the strength and processability of plastic, and it's made up of all these complex molecules, like styrene, olefins, and polyurethanes, all tangled up together.
So it's kind of like a recipe with a lot of different ingredients all blended together.
Yeah, exactly. And that complex structure is actually what gives TPE its unique properties. Manufacturers can actually fine-tune the material for specific needs just by adjusting the recipe to make it harder or softer or more or less resistant to chemicals.
Got it. So what about PVC? What's happening at the molecular level there?
So PVC stands for polyvinyl chloride, and it has a much more simple structure than TPE. It's a polymer, which means it's a really long chain of repeating units. And the key ingredient here is chlorine.
Interesting. So how does that chlorine content affect PVC's properties?
Well, chlorine is a big reason why PVC is known for its durability and resistance to chemicals and weathering. It's a really tough material, which is why it's used in everything from pipes to window frames. But that chlorine content, it also raises some environmental concerns.
Okay. Let's get into those environmental concerns then. Everyone's talking about sustainability these days. So which one comes out on top in that regard?
When it comes to eco-friendliness, TPE has a real edge. It doesn't contain heavy metals or phthalates, which are those potentially harmful additives that you find in some plastics.
Okay, so that's a big plus for TPU right off the bat.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another win for TPE: minimal environmental impact during its production. The manufacturing process for TPE is generally cleaner and uses less energy than PVC production.
That's good news for manufacturers who are trying to reduce their carbon footprint.
Exactly. And to top it all off, TPE is recyclable. So at the end of its life, it can be melted down and turned into something new.
Okay, so TPE is sounding pretty good for the planet. But what about PVC? You mentioned some concerns earlier.
The main concern with PVC is that its production often involves hazardous chemicals, like lead salt stabilizers. And if PVC products are incinerated, they can release toxic dioxins, which are harmful to human health and the environment.
That's a pretty stark contrast to TPE's eco-friendly profile.
It is. And that's why a lot of industries are exploring alternatives to PVC these days, especially when there are options like TPE available, which can offer similar performance with a lower environmental impact.
Let's imagine for a moment you're designing a child's toy. Knowing what we know now, which material would you feel better about using?
I think the answer is pretty clear there. From an environmental and safety standpoint, TPE is the more responsible choice for products like children's toys.
Okay, so we've covered the basics of what TPE and PVC are made of and how they impact the environment. But now let's get into the nitty-gritty of actually working with these materials. I imagine temperature plays a pretty big role in the injection molding process, right?
Temperature is critical. It's another area where TTE and PVC have some key differences. TPE is much easier to process because it has a lower melting point. It typically melts somewhere between 150 and 230 degrees Celsius.
So about 300 to 450 degrees Fahrenheit for those who think in Fahrenheit.
Exactly. Now, PVC needs a much higher temperature to melt, usually between 160 and 200 degrees Celsius, roughly 320 to 390 Fahrenheit.
Okay, so how does that temperature difference actually impact the manufacturing process?
Well, for one thing, it means you need more energy to process PVC. Heating things up takes energy. The higher the temperature, the more energy you need.
So right off the bat, TPE is looking more energy efficient.
It is. And here's another thing. Lower processing temperatures generally mean you can use simpler, less expensive equipment. So using TPE could potentially save you money on your energy bills and equipment costs.
That's a pretty significant advantage for manufacturers looking to improve their bottom line.
Absolutely. And these processing advantages actually go right back to the molecular structures we talked about before. Remember how TPE has those tangled, flexible molecules? Well, Those molecules can flow more easily at lower temperatures, which makes TPE easier to melt and mold.
So it's almost like TPE is prepped and ready to go, while PVC needs a bit more coaxing.
That's a great way to put it. And this difference in processability, it's a key factor to consider when choosing between these materials.
Okay, we've talked about building blocks, eco-friendliness, and processing temperatures, but here's where it gets really fun. How stretchy are these materials?
Oh, elasticity. That's key to determining how a material behaves under stress. Another area where TPE and PVC are different.
All right, spill the beans. Which one is the stretch champion?
TPE takes the crown when it comes to elasticity.
Yeah.
It has what we call high elastic recovery. You know, imagine a rubber band snapping back to its original shape after being stretched. That's TPE in action.
I'm picturing it. So it can handle a lot of stretching and bending without losing its shape.
Exactly. That makes TPE ideal for applications where flexibility and resilience are super important, like phone cases, car parts, and even medical devices.
Got it. So what about PVC? Does it have any stretch to it at all?
PVC does have some flexibility, but nowhere near as elastic as TPE. PVC is much better suited for applications where you need rigidity and strength, like pipes, window frames, and construction materials.
Okay, so TPE is the flexible friend, and PVC is the sturdy backbone.
You got it. And those contrasting properties really dictate where you'll see each material used in the real world.
So let's jump into the real world then and see where these materials are putting their unique talents to work. Where are TPE and PVC commonly found?
They really are everywhere. Let's start with the automotive industry. TPE, because of its flexibility and durability, it's used in everything from dashboards and seals to bumpers and interior parts. PVC, it shines in applications where weather resistance and durability are really important, like window seals and exterior trim.
Makes sense. So both materials are crucial for keeping us safe and comfortable on the road. What about the world of electronics?
TPE is a big deal in electronics. Fantastic insulator. And can withstand exposure to the elements. You'll find it in wires, cables, plugs, sockets, even some mobile phone cases. PVC is often used for electronic housings and protective covers because it's cost-effective and easy to print on.
So TPE is keeping our gadgets safe and sound, and PVC is providing affordable and customizable protection. What about the medical field?
Biocompatibility is crucial in medical applications, and that's where TPE really shines, used in a huge range of medical devices, from infusion tubes and catheters to surgical gloves. PVC is also used in some medical applications, but typically for non-critical equipment, like IV bags.
Okay, so TPE is on the front lines of healthcare, while PVC plays a supporting role. What about construction?
Construction is where PVC really dominates. Durability, resistance to corrosion, and waterproofing capabilities make it the go-to for everything, from doors and windows to pipes, flooring, and siding.
So PVC is keeping our homes and buildings standing strong. What about packaging?
You'll find both TPE and PVC in the world of packaging. PVC is widely used for bags and bottles because it's cost-effective and readily available. But TPE is gaining ground, especially for eco-friendly packaging solutions.
Makes sense. Consumers are definitely looking for sustainable options these days, and TPE fits the bill. Last but not least, let's talk about toys.
Toys are interesting because traditionally PVC has been the go-to material. Easy to shape, comes in a variety of colors, relatively inexpensive. But there are growing concerns about the safety of some PVC additives, especially for children's toys.
And that's where TPE comes in.
Right, exactly. TPE is becoming more and more popular for toys,
right,
especially those for younger children. Its safety, durability, and soft tactile qualities make it a real parent-approved alternative to PVC.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground here, from chemical structures to global industries. Seems like TPE and PVC are touching almost every aspect of our lives.
They really are. As we move forward, it's important to understand not only what these materials are, but also how they impact our world, both in terms of their performance and sustainability.
All right, so we've laid the foundation, but let's take things a step further. Talked about the basic properties of TPE and PVC, but I'm curious to explore how those properties actually translate into real-world performance. What are some of the nuances that designers and engineers need to consider when working with these materials?
That's a great question. And that's exactly what we're going to dive into next. We'll get a little more technical and look at how the molecular structures of TPE and PVC affect their performance in specific applications. For example, we'll explore how TPE's unique structure gives it that incredible impact resistance, making it perfect for products that need to withstand bumps and drops.
Perfect. That's exactly the kind of deep dive our listeners are looking for.
And we'll also discuss how PVC's molecular makeup contributes to its exceptional strength and rigidity, making it perfect for applications where structural integrity is essential.
So we're going beyond the basics, getting into the nitty-gritty of how these materials actually behave in the real world. This is going to be fascinating.
So let's take a closer look at what's going on at that molecular level with TPE and PVC. That's where the magic really happens.
I'm ready to go full-on science geek here.
Well, with TPE, those complex molecules we talked about, they create this kind of tangled web structure.
Yeah.
And those tangles are actually what give TPE its amazing elasticity. It's like having a bunch of tiny springs all coiled up, ready to bounce back.
So the more tangled the molecules are, the stretchier the material.
Exactly. And the cool thing about TPE is that manufacturers can actually control how tangled those molecules are. You know, they can tweak the recipe to create different grades of TPE with varying levels of flexibility, from super soft and squishy to more firm and resilient.
That's incredible. It's like having a material that can shapeshift depending on what you need.
Yeah, it really is quite versatile.
Yeah.
Now let's shift gears to PVC. Remember how we mentioned that PVC is built from these repeating units of vinyl chloride, each with a chlorine atom attached?
Right. The chlorine that gives PVC its incredible strength and stability.
Exactly. Those chlorine atoms. They create really strong bonds between the molecules, making PVC very resistant to chemicals and weathering. Is like a tightly woven fabric that's hard to tear apart.
So TPE is all about flexibility, and PVC is all about stability. It's like two sides of the same coin.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
And those differences really become even more apparent when you start thinking about how these materials perform in real-world applications. Let's start with impact resistance.
Yeah.
How well a material can withstand a sudden force or a shock.
Right. So like if you drop your phone, you want a case that can absorb the impact.
Perfect example. TPE excels in that area. Those tangled molecules, they act like tiny shock absorbers, dissipating energy when something hits the material.
So it's not just stretchy, it's tough too.
Exactly. And that's why TPE is so popular for things like phone cases, protective gear, and even car bumpers. It can take a beating and bounce right back.
Impressive. What about PVC? How does its structure impact its performance in terms of impact resistance?
PVC isn't really known for its impact resistance. It's more about strength and rigidity. Those tightly bound molecules make PVC very strong and stiff, which is why it's used in things like pipes, window frames, and credit cards, things that need to hold their shape and withstand pressure, but not necessarily sudden impacts.
Okay, so TPE is the flexible protector, and PVC is the rigid defender.
Got it. Now let's talk about another important factor, durability. How well these materials hold up over time.
Yeah, that's a big one, especially for products that are exposed to the elements or a lot of wear and tear.
Absolutely. Again, TPE and PVC have their distinct advantages based on their molecular structures. TPE is really known for its fatigue resistance, which means it can withstand repeated bending and flexing without breaking down.
Okay, so like the hinges on a laptop or the soles of a shoe.
Excellent examples. Mm-hmm. TPE is perfect for applications like that, where the material constantly needs to be able to move and flex without failing.
Gotcha. What about PVC? How does it handle the test of time?
PVC's strength really lies in its weather resistance and UV stability. It can hold up to sunlight, rain, and even extreme temperatures without degrading. That's why it's so popular for outdoor applications like siding, fencing, and decking.
Okay, so TPE is the endurance athlete, and PVC is the all-weather warrior.
You're getting the hang of this. And it's these differences in durability that make each material well-suited for certain types of products and environments.
This is all fascinating stuff, but it's also getting me thinking, do TPE and PVC always have to be rivals? Is there ever a situation where you might want to combine these two materials?
That's a great question. And the answer is yes. There are definitely situations where combining TPE and PVC can create a product with some really unique and desirable properties.
Really? Tell me more about that.
Well, one way to combine them is through a process called co-extrusion. That's where two different materials are extruded together. To create a single product with multiple layers, for example, you could have a pipe with a rigid PVC core for strength and a flexible TPE outer layer for grip or insulation.
Ooh, that's clever. So you're getting the best of both worlds.
Exactly. You're leveraging the strengths of each material to create something that performs better than either material could on its own.
I love that idea of combining forces. Are there any other ways to kind of blend TPE and PVC?
Another technique is overmolding, where a layer of TPE is molded over a PVC substrate. This is often used for things like handles and grips, where you need a combination of strength and a soft, comfortable touch.
She'll like the grip on a toothbrush or a power tool.
Precisely. You get the durability and rigidity of PVC with the added comfort and grip of TPE.
It seems like there's a lot of potential for creativity and innovation when you start thinking about combining these materials.
Absolutely. Endless possibilities when it comes to material science and engineering.
Okay. So we've explored all the strengths of both TPE and PVC. But are there any downsides, any situations where you might want to avoid using these materials?
That's an important question to ask. You know, every material has its limitations. Understanding those limitations is key to making informed decisions.
So let's talk about those potential drawbacks then. Starting with TPE, what are some things to watch out for?
Well, one potential drawback is cost. TPE is generally more expensive than PVC, especially for some of the more specialized grades with high performance properties.
Right. You get what you pay for.
Exactly. Another thing to consider, TPE can be susceptible to degradation by certain chemicals like oils, solvents, and strong acids. So if you're designing a product that will be exposed to those types of substances, TPE might not be the best choice.
Okay. So it's important to consider the environment where the product will be used.
Absolutely. Now, as for PVC, one of the biggest concerns, as we discussed earlier, is its environmental impact, particularly during production and disposal.
Right. We talked about the use of hazardous chemicals in its production and the potential release of harmful toxins during incineration.
Exactly. Because of those concerns, a lot of manufacturers are looking for alternatives to PVC these days, especially in applications where sustainability is a top priority.
It's encouraging to see that shift toward more eco-conscious material choices.
It is. It really highlights the importance of considering the full life cycle of a product, from raw materials to manufacturing to disposal.
Okay. So both TPE and PVC have their strengths and weaknesses, and it's all about choosing the right material for the right job. But how do these materials stack up against some of the other common plastics out there, like polypropylene or polyethylene? Are they kind of in the same league?
That's a great question. Polypropylene and polyethylene, they're definitely major players in the world of plastics. They're known for their versatility, strength, flexibility, resistance to chemicals, used in everything from packaging and containers to toys and automotive parts.
Okay, so they sound pretty similar to TPE and PVC. What are some of the key differences?
One major difference is their melting point. Polypropylene and polyethylene have higher melting points than TPE, which means they can withstand higher temperatures without deforming or degrading. This makes them suitable for applications where heat resistance is essential.
Gotcha. So if you need a material that can handle the heat, polypropylene or polyethylene might be better options than TPE.
That's right. But they don't have that same level of elasticity as TPE, and they're not as biocompatible, which means they're not as suitable for medical applications.
Okay. So each material really has its own unique set of strengths and weaknesses. It's all about finding the right fit. For the specific application.
Exactly. And as a designer or engineer, it's crucial to understand those nuances,
right?
And make informed decisions based on the requirements of the project.
Well said. Now, we've talked a lot about the technical aspects of these materials, but I'm also kind of curious about the bigger picture. What trends are we seeing in the use of TPE and PVC? Are they gaining or losing popularity in the marketplace?
That's a great question. And the trends are definitely shifting. The demand for TPE is growing rapidly, driven by factors like its versatility, biocompatibility, and sustainability.
So TPE is riding the wave of innovation.
It really is. We're seeing TPE being incorporated into more and more products across a variety of industries, from consumer goods to medical devices to automotive components. Manufacturers are really starting to recognize the benefits of TPE, both in terms of performance and environmental responsibility.
That's exciting to hear. What about PVC? Is it kind of fading into the background?
Not entirely. PVC is still widely used, especially in construction and packaging, where its durability and cost effectiveness are still major advantages.
Makes sense. But it sounds like there's a growing awareness of its environmental impact.
Exactly. And that's really driving innovation within the PVC industry. There's a real push to develop new PVC formulations that have a lower environmental footprint, such as using plant-based plasticizers instead of traditional petroleum-based ones.
So PVC is evolving to meet the demands of a more eco-conscious world.
That's right. It'll be interesting to see how these trends continue to develop over the coming years.
Okay, so both materials have a future, but they're adapting to the changing needs of the market. But speaking of the future, let's circle back to something we touched on earlier, bioplastics. We talked about how TPE is more sustainable than PVC. But are bioplastics the ultimate solution for eco-conscious manufacturing?
That's the big question. And it's a complex one that deserves its own deep dive. But in short, bioplastics hold a lot of promise.
I can't wait to unpack that topic in a future episode. But for now, I think we've given our listeners a solid foundation for understanding TPE and PVC.
I agree. We've covered a lot of ground, from the molecular level to real-world applications to sustainability trends. Hopefully, our listeners are feeling a bit more confident in their ability now to navigate the world of these versatile materials.
Now I want to bring it all back to our listener and how they can use this newfound knowledge in their own work. So let's say you're working on a new project, maybe designing a product or choosing materials for a manufacturing process. How can this deep dive help you make smarter, more informed decisions?
That's the goal. We want our listeners to walk away from this episode feeling empowered to make informed choices. So let's break down how they can actually apply this knowledge to their own projects.
Okay, so let's recap. We've really gone deep, explored the molecular structures of TPE and PVC, analyzed their performance in different applications, even considered their environmental impact. But now it's time to bring it all together. See how this knowledge can help you make the best material choices for your needs.
Yeah, that's right. This deep dive is all about empowering you to make informed decisions about these materials. So let's break down how you can actually apply what you've learned.
Perfect. I'm sure our listeners are eager to put all this knowledge into practice.
Well, the first step, it's really understanding the requirements of your project. What are you trying to make? What are the most important performance characteristics you need? Do you need flexibility, strength, durability, resistance to chemicals or weathering?
Okay, so it starts with a really clear picture of that end goal.
Exactly. Once you have a solid understanding of your project needs, then you can start evaluating materials based on their properties. Think back to our discussions about the molecular structures of TPE and PVC.
Right, those building blocks we've been talking about.
Exactly. You know, remember how TPE's tangled molecular structure gives it that excellent elasticity and impact resistance, and how PVC's tightly bound molecules contribute to its strength, rigidity, and resistance to chemicals?
Yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
Good. So when you're evaluating materials, think about how those molecular structures are going to translate into real-world performance. You know, will the material need to bend and flex without breaking? Will it be exposed to harsh chemicals or extreme temperatures?
So it's really all about matching the material's properties to what the application demands.
Precisely. And don't forget about sustainability. We talked about how TPE generally has a lower environmental impact than PVC. So if eco-friendliness is a priority, definitely factor that into your decision-making.
Right. TPE gets the green thumbs up there. But as we talked about, PVC still has its place, especially when durability and cost-effectiveness are key.
Absolutely. And remember, you know there's no shame in consulting with material experts or engineers if you need a little guidance in selecting the best material for your project.
That's great advice. Sometimes you need to tap into the wisdom of those who've been there and done that. But you know, I think what's really exciting about all this is that it opens up a world of possibilities.
I agree. We talked about how TPE and PVC can be combined through co-extrusion and overmolding to create those products with unique and desirable properties. But that's really just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh yeah, get creative, think outside the box.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to experiment. Explore different material combinations, see what you can achieve.
No, I know we've been focusing specifically on TPE and PVC in this deep dive, but I think the broader takeaway here is that knowledge is power when it comes to materials.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The more you understand about materials, their properties, their limitations, and their potential, the better equipped you'll be to create innovative and sustainable products.
And that's what it's all about, right? Using that knowledge to make the world a better, more functional, and more sustainable place.
Absolutely. So keep learning, keep exploring. Never stop pushing the boundaries of what's possible with materials.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into the world of TPE and PVC. We hope you enjoyed the journey and that you've come away with a new appreciation for the power of materials.
And remember, if you ever find yourself facing a material challenge, don't hesitate to reach out to the experts. We're always here to help you navigate this amazing world of materials, science, and engineering.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another exciting exploration into the world's most fascinating materials.